This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. The Rajya Sabha yesterday resumed the discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27. Participating in the discussion, Shiv Sena MP Milind Deora said, "During this very politically and economically tumultuous time, India stands alone as a rare island of macroeconomic growth and stability." Surendra Singh Nagar of BJP said the budget prioritizes increasing economic growth rate, fulfilling people's expectations and ensuring that in the social sector, all schemes reach the people. Kannimori of DMK termed the budget anti-poor, saying it is detached from the country's economic realities. Sukendu Shekhar Ray of TMC said the budget has allowed 400% FDR in the insurance sector, which endangers the business of nationalized insurance companies. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has decided on moral grounds that he will not attend the proceedings of the House till the no confidence motion notice brought by the opposition against him is resolved. Earlier, the opposition submitted a notice of no confidence motion against Mr. Birla to the Secretary General of the Lok Sabha. Sources in the Lok Sabha Secretariat said that the notice will be examined and processed as per the rules. 118 members of opposition parties, including Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party, RJD and left parties, have signed the notice. However, TMC MPs stayed away from signing the notice. Government has set a 3-hour deadline for social media platforms to take down AI-generated or deepfake content once it is flagged by the government or ordered by a court. The government yesterday notified amendments to the Information Technology Intermediary Guidelines and Digital Media Ethics Code Rules 2021 that formally define AI-generated and synthetic content. The new rules will come into force from 20th of this month. The interim trade agreement between India and the United States has been welcomed by exporters and Association of Manufacturers of Ayurvedic Medicines. The electronic sector has also welcomed the interim trade agreement achieved between India and the United States of America. Talking to Akashvani News, Vice Chairman of Electronics and Computer Software Export Promotion Council, Rajesh M. Revankar, said that the deal will provide a big opportunity for the electronic sector.
This is a big opportunity for Indian electronics, especially electronics semiconductors segment, which so far has been scaling up, especially in the assembly line for the smartphones and things like that. With this FTA coming into the picture, I think it will open up a lot many things for India's, you know, the exporters coming from the electronics and semiconductor industry. That's my few observations. A, because India has a scale. B, it has a large pool of talents and strong political will and political alignment to execute this massive trade agreement with the US.
Home Minister Amit Shah has emphasized the need to spread more awareness about cybersecurity among the countrymen. He inaugurated a 2-day national conference on tackling cyber-enabled frauds and dismantling the ecosystem in New Delhi yesterday. On the occasion, Mr. Shah also inaugurated the new cybercrime branch of the Central Bureau of Investigation. Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology Jitin Prasad flagged off the India AI Showcase bus at Kartavya Path in New Delhi yesterday. Talking to the media, Mr. Prasad said that this launch is part of preparations for the historic India AI Impact Summit, which will be held from the 16th of this month at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi. The Supreme Court has asked the centre to ascertain whether there is a nationwide network or state-specific group behind the incidents of the children going missing from different parts of the country. It asked the centre to collate the data from all the states. Indian shooters added 2 more gold medals yesterday, taking the country's gold tally to 39 at the Asian Rifle Pistol Championship in New Delhi. Prachi Gaikwad clinched the gold medal in the junior women's 50-meter rifle 3-position final with a score of 353.3 points. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, South Africa will take on Afghanistan Group D match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. In the Group D match, Australia will face Ireland at R. Premadasa Stadium, Colombo from 3 p.m. In the Group C match, England will take on West Indies at Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.